Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Even before Hamas's horrific terrorist attacks against Israel on October 7th, Special Envoy to Syria Geir Pedersen warned the Security Council that increased military activity in Syria had the potential to spill over into neighboring countries. Unfortunately, his words proved prescient, said U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
Terrorist groups, some backed by the Syrian regime and Iran, are threatening to expand the conflict beyond Gaza by using Syrian territory to plot and launch attacks against Israel. We've also seen attacks on U.S. forces in Syria, whose mission has been and continues to be to defeat Daesh. The Syrian regime has allowed Iran and terrorist groups, including Hezbollah, to use its international airports for military purposes.
We call on the Syrian regime to curb the activities of Iranian-backed militias in Syria, stop the flow of foreign arms and fighters through its territory, and cease escalatory actions in the Golan Heights, warned Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield.
The United States has warned all actors not to take advantage of the situation in Gaza to widen or deepen the conflict. And we've made clear that we will respond to attacks on our own personnel and facilities in Syria or against U.S. interests, and where appropriate, exercise our right to self-defense forcefully, proportionately, and in a manner that minimizes civilian harm.
The protection of civilians remains of primary concern, stressed Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield. We are outraged by the relentless attacks carried out by the Assad regime and by Russian attacks in northern Syria, which have killed scores of civilians, displaced over 100,000 people, and destroyed vital infrastructure. It is also critical to address the dire humanitarian situation, stressed Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield. The United States welcomes the continued flow of UN convoys across the Turkey-Syria border, which provides life-saving aid to millions in need.
But we're mindful that the UN's arrangement with the regime regarding the Bab al-Salam and Al-Ray crossings could lapse as soon as November 13th. There's no reason why this arrangement should not be renewed, and we urge the Assad regime to do so. We must all urge the regime to do so.
The Security Council and all member states must continue to stand with the Syrian people in their time of need.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.